The Warren County Radio Bible School is now back in session, and so you may take your seat and get your Bible and turn to Mark chapter 14. We'll begin reading in just a moment from Mark chapter 14 and verse 3. We're in the midst of a study of the great men and women of the Bible, and right now we're looking at Mary and Martha, those two sisters who are great women in the New Testament. And we'll be looking and following along some of the suggestions and explanations made by E.A. Elam in Elam's notes for a Sunday school lesson that he wrote for the Sunday of August the 12th, 1923. Now, while you're getting your Bible and turning to Mark chapter 14, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bibles, follow along with me, beginning in Mark chapter 14, and I'll be reading verses 3 through 9 from the American Standard Version of 1901. Mark 14 and verse 3. And while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having a alabaster curse of ointment of pure nard, very costly. And she brake the curse, and poured it over his head. But there were some that had indignation among themselves, saying, To what purpose hath this waste of ointment been made? For the ointment might have been sold for above 300 shillings, and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. But Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? For she hath wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor always with you, and whosoever, whensoever ye will, you can do them good, but me ye have not always. She hath done what she could. She hath anointed my body beforehand for the burying. And verily I say unto you, wheresoever the gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, that also which this woman hath done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Luke chapter 10 and verse 42. Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall never be taken away from her. The devotional reading is the 116th Psalm. And I'll read you that now from the American Standard Version. Psalm 116, beginning in verse 1. I love Jehovah, because he heareth my voice and my supplication, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death compassed me, and the pains of Sheol gat hold on me. I found trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of Jehovah. O Jehovah, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Gracious is Jehovah and righteous, yea, our God is merciful. Jehovah preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for Jehovah hath dealt bountifully with thee. Thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I will walk before Jehovah in the land of the living. I believe, for I will speak. I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, All men are liars. What shall I render unto Jehovah for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Jehovah. I will pay my vows unto Jehovah, yea, in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of Jehovah is the death of his saints. O Jehovah, truly, I am thy servant. I am thy servant, the son of thy handmaid. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer unto thee sacrifice of thanksgiving, and I will call upon the name of Jehovah. I will pay my vows unto Jehovah, yea, in the presence of all his people, in the courts of Jehovah's house, in the midst of thee, O Jehovah, O Jerusalem. Praise ye Jehovah. I would also like to read what in our Sunday school lesson is called reference material. And this reference material is found in the book of Proverbs. And we'll begin reading in chapter 10, Proverbs chapter 31 in verse 10. And as I'm reading this, you will readily recognize the significance of this when it comes to the New Testament story of Mary and Martha. Here we are in Proverbs chapter 31 in verse 10. A worthy woman who can find, for her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband trusteth in her, and he shall have no lack of gain. She doeth him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships. She bringeth her bread from afar. She riseth also while it is night, and giveth food to her household, and their task to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it, and with the fruit of her hand she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and maketh strong her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh for herself carpets of tapestry. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh linen garments and selleth them, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laugheth at the time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and the law of kindness is on her tongue. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her, saying, many daughters have done worthily, but thou excellest them all. Grace is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth Jehovah, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her work praise her in the gates. Now let us come to our Sunday school lesson about Mary and Martha. There is a geographical note at the beginning of this lesson about Bethany. Bethany means the house of dates. It was a village about 2 miles east of Jerusalem, just over the crest of the Mount of Olives. It is not mentioned in the Old Testament. From the Mount of Olives over against Bethany, Jesus ascended to heaven, Luke chapter 24 and verse 50, and near Bethany was a village called Bethpage, and as Bethany means a house of dates, so Bethpage means a house of figs. Now, as we come to our lesson today, we begin with a happy family. We read about that happy family in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. In Luke 10, 38 and 39, we read, now as they went on their way, he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the Lord's feet and heard his word. As Jesus and his disciples went on their way from Pera, where Jesus gave the parable of the Good Samaritan, Jesus entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. Let me read to you again that parable to get all this in context, and it's such a wonderful parable. that Jesus told about the Good Samaritan. It begins in Luke chapter, this is Luke chapter 10. And I'll begin reading in verse 30, where it says, "A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who both stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, a certain priest was going down that way. And when he saw him, he passed on the other side, and likewise a Levite also. And when he came to the place and saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he was moved with compassion, and came to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on them oil and wine. And he set them on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow he took out 2 shillings and gave them to the host, and said, 'Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come back again I will repay thee.' Which of these three thinkest thou proved neighbor to him that fell among robbers?" And he said, and that is the lawyer, this is the lawyer asking Jesus the questions, he said, "He that showeth mercy on him." And Jesus said unto him, "Go and do likewise." Well, it was after that that Jesus went on his way. And that's where he came to the house of Mary and Martha. The village was Bethany. It was the home of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, 2 sisters and 1 brother. John chapter 11 and verse 1. These three constituted a happy family. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, John 11 and verse 5. They loved Jesus and delighted to have him in their home, and he was accustomed to visit there. When Lazarus was sick, these sisters sent to Jesus while he was at Bethabara or Bethany beyond Jordan, John 10, 39 and 40, about 30 miles away, saying, "Lord, behold, him whom thou lovest is sick." There is here an implied request for help, the statement of both Martha and Mary. "Lord, if thou had been here, my brother had not died," shows that they believed Jesus could have healed the fatal sickness of Lazarus. Jesus did more than heal Lazarus. After he had been dead for 4 days, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. That account is found in John 11, verses 3 through 44. I'm going to begin reading that account, and if we run out of time today, I'll continue this in the next class. John 11 and verse 1 says this, "Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent unto him, saying, 'Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick.' But when Jesus heard it, he said, 'This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified thereby.'" Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he abode at that time 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this he said to his disciples, "Let us go into Judea again." The disciples say unto him, "Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking to stone thee, and thou goest thither again?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If a man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because the light is not in him." These things spake he, and after this he said unto them, "Our friend Lazarus is fallen asleep, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep." The disciples therefore said unto him, "Lord, if he's fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he spake of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said unto them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I'm glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him."